It's back into the deep freeze for Northwest Florida and South Alabama as another round of frigid weather is on tap this week. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports this time there's a little extra.
Here's something you don't hear every day. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for the Gulf Coast, including Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
This is just another big blast of Arctic air heading into our area.
Meteorologist Dave Eversole is at the National Weather Service in Mobile.
Lower 30s at the Pensacola area. Things are going to be changing over to rain and freezing rain. Pensacola, we're expecting that wintry mix by early Tuesday morning. You know, let's just say maybe 1 to 3 inches of snow and sleet in the Mobile area. Pensacola area, probably about half that, maybe up to an inch of accumulation thereabouts.
Overnight lows are expected to drop back below freezing, much as what we've seen for about the past 6 weeks or so.
Tuesday night, we're looking at like lower 20s at Mobile, probably upper 20s Pensacola area. But then Wednesday night, we're going to be down at least in the lower 20s, you know, with some colder patches out there in those teens.
Add to that northerly winds of 15 to 25 miles an hour, driving down wind chill readings to between 15 and 20 degrees. Meanwhile, students in the Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa school districts will get what will be for many their first ever snow days on Tuesday and Wednesday.
My worst nightmare would be that I would bring 40,000 students to school in the morning and be unable to get all of those students safely home tomorrow afternoon.
Escambia Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says what guided their decision to close was the possibility of freezing rain and sleet accumulations.
The timing of the storm was such that it will involve two school days because it'll actually start to get a bit dicey and deteriorate tomorrow afternoon. Things won't really thaw out until maybe mid-morning on Wednesday, but I think it's going to be too cold and the ice will not melt in time for me to get the buses out on Wednesday morning.
Thomas says athletic practices can resume on Wednesday afternoon if conditions warrant. All Catholic schools in the three counties are also closed on Tuesday and Wednesday. Elsewhere, all UWF campuses will be closed Tuesday and Wednesday and reopen on Thursday. Pensacola State College will close at midnight Monday and reopen at 10 o'clock Wednesday morning. Northwest Florida State College will close Tuesday and make a decision later regarding Wednesday. For now, one of the unknowns is just how road conditions are going to be affected by the winter weather. Lieutenant Steve Preston with the Florida Highway Patrol advises residents in the watch area not to travel when those conditions begin to deteriorate.
If you absolutely have to get out on the road, you need to plan ahead, make sure that you allow a little more time for your trip, and make sure that you slow down and increase your following distances. Be aware that the bridges and overpasses in the elevated roadway is going to probably freeze before the roadway itself does.
Other tips: check battery, tires, and windshield wipers, keep windows clear, and check your antifreeze. Salt, sand, and kidding litter can keep ice from forming on roads and driveways and provide traction. If your vehicle does go into a skid, Preston says don't panic.
The best thing to do is to remember to steer into the skid, and that should right your vehicle. But you also have to be aware that when you have icy conditions like that, that you need to make sure that you don't brake abruptly or accelerate abruptly, because that can also cause you to lose traction.
Residents should also review their safety plans to protect the three P's: people, pets, and property. Check on older friends and relatives and bring pets and plants indoors. Wrap exposed water pipes and allow a slow, steady drip through outdoor faucets. Severe cold also means that chances increase for home fires. One of the dangers is improperly using space heaters near flammable items.
At least 3 feet away is what's recommended by the National Fire Protection Association.
David Allen is Pensacola Fire Marshal.
If you purchase one, be sure that it is listed by Underwriters Laboratory or Factory Mutual. They will have a small UL or FM on the box or the equipment. And also be sure that the space heater has a tip-over switch to turn it off if it is tipped over by accident.
And be sure to check the fireplace and chimney before lighting. Some heat producers must be avoided. Do not use outdoor fuel-burning grills indoors, and do not use stovetops or ovens as heaters. But there is some light and a bit of warmth at the end of the tunnel. By Friday, rain will still be in the forecast, but daytime temperatures are projected back into the 60s, with nighttime lows around 50 degrees. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.